use Stormy Daniels to try to influence what would happen in the election.
The U.S. is reacting to the death of Iran's president and foreign minister in a helicopter crash in Iran yesterday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
No question, this was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands.
The Supreme Court has decided for now not to hear a challenge to Maryland's ban on so-called assault weapons. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The court recognized that there are certain places where guns should not be allowed, schools and playgrounds, for instance, and some weapons that are too dangerous for civilian use.
It's been a miserable few days for residents of Houston, and it's going to be a while before things get better.
It could be weeks before all of the power has been restored across the Houston area. Trey has been working with a local charity to help storm victims the best he can.
Because everybody don't always have money, man, so it's just about trying to find ways just to help the people. My whole reason for doing this is, God forbid something ever happened to me and my family, man, I would hope people would step up for us too.
At least 8 deaths in the Houston area are being blamed on the storm. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Environmental Protection Agency today warned that cyber attacks against water utilities around the country are becoming both more frequent and more severe. Details from CBS's Michael Toscano.
70% of federally inspected utilities violated standards to fend off cyber threats last year, according to EPA, and that's happening as attacks on U.S. water utilities accelerate. The enforcement alert comes with a warning to the utilities. EPA will continue its inspections and pursue civil or criminal penalties if they find serious problems.
The EPA says nations including Russia, China, and Iran are trying to gain the ability to disable critical U.S. infrastructure like water systems. That huge container ship that caused the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge was slowly escorted back to its main terminal port today by 5 tugboats. The Dolly had remained at the collapse site since it lost power in March. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Power problems could persist throughout the day. Forecasts indicate storms could continue into the night. A 16-year-old boy drowned at Quarry Lake Park Saturday night after jumping into the water off a cliff. Dive teams from the Racine County Sheriff's Office and the South Shore Fire Crew searched for the teen that night, but he was not found. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Mount Pleasant by buying an additional 32 acres of land. It adds to the over 1,300 acres they already own in the area. The tech giant recently announced a $3.3 billion investment to build a big data center campus in the village. The Pritzker Military Archives Center in Summers has a ribbon-cutting date set. It's Saturday. The event is open to the public with remarks starting at 11. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News on WRJN at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a 3-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes? Slide.
Mugger, only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, get up, gone. It is 3-0 Brewers.
It is gone.